¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Listen, lawsuit aside, there's just like nothing worse than having that one friend where it's like you just constantly are passing back the same $15 over Venmo, just like back and forth, back and forth. You just gotta like eat it, girl, eat it.
This is like that old adage, like you don't throw lawsuits from a glass house whenever somebody on the other side has rocks made of lawsuits.
Wow, you guys, that is beautiful.
Wow.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Personality Hires, where, oh wait, it's also your what's our slagline, our tagline? Your favorite coworker's favorite podcast. I'm joined by
yes.
Jackson.
We snaw.
I'm joined by Rebecca.
Snawy.
Mm.
Oh, yes.
I'm joined by Mikey.
Whoop-de-doo.
Mikey doesn't know whatever secret language they're speaking, and I'm Abby.
Oh, yeah. I'm so glad we watched SpongeBob.
Yeah, I wasn't allowed to watch SpongeBob as a child. It's really really disheartening. But anyway, Rebecca seems really insistent on wanting to do impressions of all of us.
So, sorry for that cackle, but I am very excited. I was sitting at an Atlanta United game this past Saturday, and we were doing extremely badly because we suck. And so I started to think, what is our podcast missing? Our podcast is missing impressions.
Comedy. Oh, impressions.
Close. Very close. Our podcast is missing us doing impressions of each other. So I sat there and I noodled, what would my impression be of all of you? And I think I came up with very quick impressions of all of you that are extremely accurate. And I wanted to run them by you to see what you think, because I think you're going to get a kick out of this.
I'm extremely excited for this.
I'm terrified. I'm not ready for this whatsoever. I'm fragile, listen, Rebecca. I'm in the middle of the move.
It's all good fun. It's all good fun, guys. Have a good time with it.
Wait, that's actually a good impression for Abby. I'm frazzled. I'm in the middle of a move.
Wait, Abby? We have two Abbys on the line? Listen, I'm not a professional, so don't come for me. These were off the cuff. I thought of these really quickly. Jackson was the first one that came to mind, and it was like an instant. I knew immediately. So I'm going to show you Jackson's.
Let's go.
My impression of Jackson. Come on.
That's solid. That's very solid.
You've got to really encapsulate that weird New York accent that he does when he kind of starts going.
I don't have a New York accent.
Yeah, Jackson is like, come on.
Come on. Yeah, that's really good.
That's actually pretty.
That's very good. That's
yeah, me. Come on.
All right, I'll give
and
that
if you
a,
want,
that's a 9.
Okay, yeah, if you want to go deeper with it, then you go, you know Toaf? You know my bro Toaf? What?
Dude, dog Toaf shotgun 15 beers.
Not a, you guys aren't fucking ready for the stories of Toaf.
Dude, they just freaking pump Toaf's stomach.
Yeah.
He's a party animal.
Toaf got sent to the hospital for alcohol poisoning 3 times in 1 day. It was fucking sick.
This is a legend.
His blood test said he had more swagger than anybody there.
Okay, I'm going to do Mikey's. Mikey's, it was easy, but Mikey's is the hardest because it takes the most acting. So I'm going to do long pauses. That's part of the performance. Just want to let you know.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Here's Mikey. Here's my, well, I got to prepare for myself. This, I got to prepare. Okay. Okay, hear me out. You give a mouse a cookie. Wait. Let me do the whole thing.
Sorry. Keep going.
Okay, hear me out. You give a mouse a cookie. He eats for a day. You give a mouse 5 cookies. You built yourself a mouse community. I'm gay.
That's really good. All right.
And then you could say, yeah, and then you could say, cut that for the podcast, cut that.
I'll tell you what I really like about that. You caught my essence. You didn't play on the country accent thing that everyone tries to go for. You went for my true essence, and that's good, Rebecca.
That's what I was going to say. It's not an impression in that you are imitating every single part of their voice, and well, you do get the cadence down pretty well. but like, yeah, you're capturing what it's like to talk to them.
Well, I've found... There. Honestly, I have tried to impersonate Mikey many a time to very low degrees of success, and it has always been because I try to go, my mama's a crawdad and my daddy came from the creek, and it has never worked out for me, so I tried to get your essence, and I'm glad you liked it, Mikey.
See, what I really like is I wish I came up with that. That's a pretty good thing. That's something I would say.
Yeah.
Okay, here's mine for Abby, and I have two for Abby.
Okay.
My first one is Abby doing an impression of someone else, but in this impression, she's doing an impression of Abby. So this is my first one.
It's you doing an impression of me doing an impression of myself.
Yes, it's like a triple agent. This is Abby doing an impression of someone else, but in this situation, the impression she's doing is of herself.
It's an impressionception.
It's impressionception. Here we go. Okay.
Okay.
I'm Abby. I live in Tampa. I love my cat.
Do I do that?
No, that makes sense.
No, it's an exaggerated impression of yourself that you would do about yourself.
Yeah, if you met yourself, that's how you would tell that story. Yeah. Go, very good.
I'm Abby. I love cats. I live in Tampa. I'm on the radio. And then I have, here's my true to life. Actual accurate impression of Abby. So I met my perfect man. Ooh, literally my type to a T. Only problem, I hate him.
Yeah.
That's okay. My accurate impression of all of you.
Yay.
Very consider, good. Very,
you've been
very
clocked.
Good.
Consider yourself clocked. Now each of you do an impression of me.
I was expecting that to be a literal train wreck disaster. And color me impressed. That was pretty good.
Nice. Very impressive. Yeah. Really.
Thank
good.
Thank you.
You might have a career.
Honestly, I'm observant, okay? I'm an impressionist.
Instead of drawing caricatures, you should do on-the-spot impressions. But it's not an impression of like you're going to nail the voice. It's just like, yeah, this is what you are, you know?
Honestly, I can surprisingly do impressions pretty well, but then they kind of come and go. Like, I can do it once, and then it's gone. One time, I was watching, what is it called? National Independence? No.
National Geographic?
No. What's
National
the one?
National Lampoon.
No, Nicolas Cage.
National Treasure.
I did an impression of Nicolas Cage that was so accurate to life that it actually frightens people in the room. And I could never do it again. It was like he took over my body in that instant, and I was Nicolas Cage in National Treasure. And since then, I've not seen him again. But I can usually do a good impression for like 1 second, and then it leaves me once I get embarrassed that I did so well.
Yeah, problem is every time I do an impression, it just turns into an Indian person.
Jesus,
like I could
Christ.
Do an impression of anybody, and it's going to be an Indian person probably. But here's me doing Rebecca. Okay, clock in your body. Your body is tea. Yes, queen, go off. I'm going to church.
That is not me.
That's how it sounds.
That's a gross mischaracterization.
No, Rebecca sounds like this. So I was hanging out with my boyfriend, tea.
That's good. All right, that's good.
That's pretty good. That's
I'm
pretty
not
good
at this.
Abby?
My impression is just this. Let me cook. And it's just every episode Rebecca hasn't been on because she's been hanging out with her boyfriend.
Okay, kind of clocked. Clock my tea down, boots.
The tea. Or if I had some food in front of me, it would just be me sitting here and we would be listening to the inside of her mouth because she's eating during our recording.
I have consistently been eating soup dumplings before we start recording. Probably the worst thing you can eat before a podcast, and I do apologize for that. I will vary my diet.
Rebecca's
from Trader Joe's.
Yes. Oh, so
oh,
good.
Oh, those are so good.
They're delicious.
Rebecca's either eating or not present. Those are the two options with Rebecca.
She's like, I'm only doing this recording if it's a dinner date.
Listen, guys. It's okay because you forgive me now because I gave you such beautiful gifts of observation.
It was nice. I enjoyed
it. Thank you. I'm so glad.
Put it on a QR code on my gravestone. Let people scan it and see what I sounded like.
Hell yeah.
You might be honest. That's a good business idea there.
Thank you.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams sale and get 30% off Duration, Woodscapes, and Superdeck products May 1st through the 11th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Well, you guys, I have an unman-related date story for you today. I'm very excited to tell you that people want to be my friend. So much so that they are sliding into my DMs asking to hang out. And unfortunately, this friendship date, started with me getting stood up. Let me explain. So if you, for some reason, do not know, if you have not been keeping up with the Personality Hires podcast, I moved to Tampa, just moved from Atlanta, real sad, been here for about a month and a week, and I haven't really been being very social because like my whole family's here, and I'm like, that's kind of draining. I don't need to go out and do other things, but people are sliding into my DMs demanding my friendship. And so I got this DM from a girl who looked very cool, very normal. She said, hey, came across one of your viral TikToks. You seem super cool. I also just moved from Atlanta. Would you like to be friends? And I was like, oh my God, that's so great. Like something we can bond over. We're both somewhat from Atlanta. Now we're both here. Yeah, girl, you seem normal. You might kidnap me, but at least it'll be a good story for the podcast. Whatever.
That's what it feels like, stalker.
Sure. And so we set up plans. We're going to go get coffee on Saturday. There's like a whole coffee crawl thing happening in Tampa. I'm like, this is a very low effort, easy friendship date. And the thing is about, quote unquote, going out with women is that it is more terrifying than going out with a man. Because if a man rejects me, it just means he has bad taste in women. If a woman rejects me, it means there's something wrong with me. So there's a lot of pressure going into this friend date because I want the girls to like me. I want the girls to want to be friends with me.
We can move past that comment. Let's just
We'll let that one slide.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Anyway, so it's 9 a.m. on Saturday. I'm in my car. I'm in the parking lot for this coffee shop date. And I'm sitting there. I sent her an Instagram DM. And I said, hey, girl, I got to take a call real quick. But then I'll be inside in a jiffy. And we can go on our little friendship date. So I get on my call. It lasts like 2 seconds. I hang up. We're done. So then I text her over Instagram. And I go, hey, I'm in the parking lot. You ready, girl? And then I don't hear anything. And I go, oh, okay, maybe she's like, isn't checking Instagram. Some people don't have their notifications on, whatever. I'll give it 5 minutes. And then I'm sure she's just going to like message me and be like, hey girl, come inside. I've got you a latte already. So I'm sitting there and minutes pass and minutes pass and minutes pass. And all of a sudden it's like 9:10. I'm like, this is a little weird because not only does she have my Instagram, she has my phone number. So I'm like, this girl, I think is standing me up. And the pure humiliation I felt thinking that a woman did not want to be my friend after requesting my friendship was horrifying. So I'm sitting there being like, what do I do? Like, do I go inside? Maybe she lost her phone. I'm making up every excuse I can for this woman until I'm texting all my other friends being like, I think this girl just stood me up. So finally, I'm sitting on my phone. I'm literally about to leave, partially relieved. Like, you know that feeling you get when plans end and you're like, oh my God, like, I'm actually thrilled. I don't have to do anything today. Suddenly it's 9:15 and I get a call on WhatsApp and I go, oh, it's this woman calling me on WhatsApp. She's like, hey girl, I'm here. And I've never been more nervous. Like going out with guys, it's kind of routine. You go, you have a drink, you hate them, and then you leave. Whereas I feel like there's so much pressure that if this girl doesn't want to be my friend, it feels more personal. So I'm walking into this friendship date a little on edge, thinking that she stood me up, and there she is, looking totally normal, just like her photos. And she brought another friend. I'm like, oh my God, now two girls are gonna judge me. But ended up going totally fine. We hung out for like 6 hours. They made me walk 8 miles around Tampa.
Oh my God.
Literally eight Damn. Miles around Tampa. These girls are marathon runners, so this is easy for them. Meanwhile, I'm like huffing and puffing. I'm like, I don't know what to do. Oh my God. There's just so much walking. This is so much caffeine. I'm sweating. I'm tired. It's hot. It's humid out. I did not dress according to this occasion. I thought we were just getting coffee and calling it a day, not hitchhiking around Tampa. But it ended up being totally fine, even though I thought they were going to completely stand me up.
By the way, WhatsApp, that always seems like you're going to get trafficked. Like you talk to them on number and DM, then they WhatsApp you. That, to me, concerning. But it worked out, yes?
Kind of an interesting move, though.
Did they give you a bracelet of any kind?
A bracelet.
Any sort of marking.
It's so funny because there's a med spa in downtown Tampa called Snatched, and we walked past it, and I looked at them, and I said, is this the part where you've worn me out after 4 miles? And I get snatched.
How did they respond to that joke?
No, they laughed. They thought I was funny.
Hell yeah.
We were kind of poking fun at each other. It's like, this is really out of character for me to DM a girl to like be friends, but you seem normal and cool. And I was like, same. I thought you looked normal and cool too, and I'd like to think the best of people. So they haven't kidnapped me yet, which is great. And, you know, the only thing that would have been worse than that is getting rejected by these two women.
Yeah, that is promising.
I suppose if I was in a new city and I got a DM from a normal-sounding dude to like hang out, I would be kind of down for that, I guess.
Just because none of you have ever had to uproot your lives doesn't mean that you can't put yourself in my shoes.
No, totally valid. Like, it's hard for me to empathize with this because I don't know exactly how I would react being in a place without really knowing anyone and having someone do that.
Yeah. Is there a lot of sadness right now? Are you going through sadness and loneliness?
Not really lonely. I feel like I see people constantly. I'm probably too unlonely. Yeah. It's like my job is to talk all day and there's so many people in the office. And unlike the Burt show, it's not like you just go in, do the show and leave. Like there's people you have to have meetings with where I'm like, oh, I never saw this many people at the Burt show. It's like I saw the youth group and then I went home to my cats.
My sister did Bumble BFF and she like made friends through that. I feel like this is just like cutting out the middleman, seeing someone cool on Instagram. Is she like in like a similar field as you?
No, I think she like works in HR.
How many followers does she have?
She's just so important.
She's just a normal, a normie.
Wait, yes. Hold on, hold on.
Social media person.
Below 5,000 followers, safe. Above 5,000 could be bad.
No,
that's my take.
The opposite.
You think so? No, I think a girl with... it's a girl. That's the problem.
A girl with 10,000 followers is like just another like kind of influencer girl meeting up with another kind of influencer girl.
I guess, but that's a different thing than just like I'm a normal person. I want to have fun. Yeah. But with guys, if you have more than like, I'll go 1,500 followers, something's off. I think
something's wrong.
Something.
A guy has more followers.
Yeah. Then like 1,500 is where you should be around.
Jackson, how many followers do you have?
Around 5,000.
Oh, ooh.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, he's a
You're not cutting it. Yeah, so you're not cutting it for Mikey.
And I'm a freak. Look
he's
at this
a freak.
Oh,
I think I would have been stressed out to see two girls there because then it kind of feels like you're interviewing them, like interviewing to like get into their friend group, which is a little stressful. Like she has a girl now. She has like a person that she can like turn to and be like comfortable with. That's like a little, I would be on my guard, but I also can't talk to people. Like I immediately feel like, I don't know, overstimulated if someone talks to me ever that I know. So talking to a stranger like this would be terrible.
Let me hear the backstory between the girl that you met up with and the girl that she brought along unannounced. Yeah. Is she a girl that the OG girl reached out to on Instagram? Is she making a collection of women?
It's so funny that you use the word collection because the girl that invited me out was making a joke about herself. She's like, I just love to collect white people.
Oh my God. What color is she?
She's a black woman for context. But she was making a joke. She's like, yeah, I just have my little collection of white people kind of joking about all the girls that she's met. Cause the girl that she met at Run Club. So they like run marathons together. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so flattered. You have all these cool friends and you wanted to be my friend. That's so nice.
She's starting a harem.
She's starting a harem of white people, apparently.
Hell yeah,
I'd be furious
girl.
If my newest friend ran marathons because there's no way you can't be involved in that. Like, you have to be involved somehow, and that's just a nightmare. Forget it. Forget it. No. I'll find a new friend.
Marathons are fine. I think you're totally wrong about that. Marathons are cool because those people just like maybe want you to show up and support if possible. The real problem comes with rock climbers.
What?
Rock climbers will involve you. They will always be climbing as soon as they get to the climbing gym and are indoctrinated into the culture. And then you'll never see your friend again unless you go with them to the rock climbing gym.
This is pretty true. I have friends who have moved to San Francisco because they're climbers.
The FBI should be watching rock climbers and seeing what's going on within this cult.
What are they climbing in San Francisco?
San Francisco just has a much more outdoors and active community as a whole, and so they just wanted to be closer to that. When you're a climber, you're also like big into hiking and usually like backpacking, camping, stuff like that.
So do you think you made a good impression on the women? Did they like you?
No, I think so, but it was terrifying because they drove together and everyone knows there's like a post hangout debrief. There's like the main group and then there's the inner group. And I'm like, oh, I'm not in the inner group because they're the inner group. And I'm like, God, I hope they weren't talking about me on the drive back. And so this morning I got a text from her and it was the relief text that every girl needs after a hangout that just confirms they had a good time too. Aww. And she said, hey girl, I just want to let you know, so fun, let's hang out again. And I was like, oh, thank God. Oh, thank God the women accept me. This is such a relief.
Is there really that moment of a relief when you get that text? Because I feel like if I hang out with someone, I know for a fact if I had a good time or not. Or but if they had a good time or not.
Girls are different. Girls are 100%. Anything. Let me ask you this. On their way home, what? Because they said something. What do you think it was? It was probably, why did she caught on to our plan about the body snatch or whatever?
Women just love to psychoanalyze social interactions. Like if someone said something a little off, people in the inner group would be like, okay, did you think it was a little weird when she said blah, 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 blah?
And then, oh my God, yes.
Yeah. And it's horrifying. You never want to be on the other end of that.
I get women.
I can literally hear what the car ride was. It was, she was so sweet and funny. She was funny. Yeah.
That's how it starts. That's always how it starts. But did you notice whenever that, and then that's where it goes.
Did you hear her weird comment about her getting kidnapped? What was that all about?
And then it always ends with like, yeah, no, but she's nice. It's a sandwich. They always do the sandwich.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's so true. Here's what they probably said. So we ended our little friend date with ice cream. We went to this place called Chill Bros in downtown Tampa.
Was Toph working there? Because he's a chill bro.
Hell yeah.
I tried an ice cream that I thought would be interesting. I tried like a honey flavor or whatever, but it wasn't the one that I wanted to commit to. So I was like, I'm just going to try this honey flavor because I'm curious. So I tried the honey flavor and it's delicious, but I still had my heart set on the Twix flavor. So I was like, I want to get a scoop with the Twix flavor, but like I want to have the honey one later. So I bought this expensive ass pint of ice cream. It was like $12. So I bet the comment was, did you think it was a little weird? She just like randomly bought ice cream and took it home. You think it was melted by the time she got back?
I love Abby. She's so funny. She's so sweet. Shame she's such a fat bitch.
She bought ice cream and walked 8 miles back with it. That can't possibly still be good.
She had it in her pocket. It didn't even like really fit, but I could see it dripping down her legs the whole time.
And then she took out this really crazy straw that attached to some glasses, and she was just drinking it like a milkshake the whole time.
She put on this hat that had straws coming out of it.
It's horrifying.
She put on one of those chip hats and put the ice cream in the middle of it and started breaking off chips and eating the ice. I thought that was weird, but
yeah, but no one can say she's not innovative. No one can say she's not innovative.
She comes prepared.
The bit of you walking down with them and every time the camera cuts, it's you with a different thing of how you're eating the pint of ice cream is so funny to me.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, so normally when you have a problem at work, you bring it to human resources. But when you have a problem not at work, and you just want us to gab about it, you call Inhumane Resources and you email us at personalityhirespodcast@gmail.com or you send us a DM at personalityhirespodcast on Instagram. But this one comes to us from Reddit.
I thought it was interesting, but I want to save why I think it's interesting until the very end, because I think it might pertain to one of you and all will be revealed. Mikey, will you read it?
Oh, sure. Thanks for asking.
It's kind of your thing now.
Is it? Is it good?
Yeah, and we're working on your words per minute, so
yes.
It's a double win.
I'm getting better at reading.
Yeah.
This is how it goes.
This is us supporting literacy and the underprivileged.
Yes. Thank you.
This is sponsored by Babbel.
This is sponsored by Kalishi. Will he stumble on the first sentence?
Kalishi?
Kalishi. Yeah, whatever. I never knew how to say it.
Kalishi's like a Game of Thrones character.
Oh, shit. Kalishi. All right, here we go. And this comes from, I don't know, probably like user 20902 or something. Would I be the a-hole for suing my friend when she didn't come to my wedding? No. Leave it at that? All right, let's play. Let's
play. That's it.
I, 25, female, recently got married to my husband in Bali, Indonesia in January. It was a destination wedding, but we paid for our friend's plane tickets and hotel stays.
Whoa.
Each plane ticket was about $2,000 and a hotel maybe about $150 to $300 for a week. Off the bat, thoughts. Insanity?
That's very generous.
It's funny because I feel like destination weddings are usually to, what's it called? Like, you're kind of like paring down who can come. Like, you're like open invitation to like anybody, but you really just want like nobody to come. It's like you're trying to elope, but be polite about it. To actually pay for people to come, my God.
I just want to know what they do for work.
That's a good point, Rebecca. This is a good strategy for them. You get people to RSVP, like acting like they're going to have to pay their way all the way there. Once you get it dwindled down to that point, then you say, hey, I'll pay. That's good.
Yeah,
all right. I see.
My friend Gemma brought her newlywed husband, John and Gemma, along, but paid for his plane ticket. Here's the problem. Gemma and John did not show up to my wedding. Kidnapped? Gemma took the free plane ticket and the hotel room. I asked her why she didn't show up, and she said since they couldn't afford their own honeymoon, this was a perfect opportunity.
Oh, my God.
Gemma and John, you dirty sons of bitches.
No way.
Also, Jim decided that he didn't really feel like going. After the 12-hour plane ride, Jim was like, you know what? I changed my mind. I was really hurt by this since Jim and I have been very good friends over 10 years. Would I be the a-hole if I took her to small claims court for the money I spent on the plane ticket and the hotel? Now discuss before reading the update.
Who was this applying to, Rebecca?
Listen, we'll have to read the update, and then I will make the perfect segue, and you will all clap. But first, let's discuss.
Well, Gemma's an asshole.
Gem's a good guy. I think he knows. Wait, hold on. I'm gonna take devil's advocate here. Gemma and John probably hate this woman, and if there's a woman you really just hate, she's insufferable. She's tough to be around. Perfect thing to do. What if she was doing this whole wedding thing to like just shove it in their faces, how much money they make, and then they're like, all right, no, here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna show up. We're not even gonna go to the wedding. We're gonna have our own honeymoon. That probably not that likely, but yeah.
So they took her for all she's worth because they are just exploiting their secret nemesis.
Yeah. I've been watching a lot of White Lotus, so that's kind of where I'm getting that idea from.
That's fair. Obviously, I think that you're totally fair to go to small claims court. I don't know how it would go, because I guess like you'd probably need something in writing, wouldn't you? That you like, this was like your agreement, you're paying on the, I guess, like understanding that you would be going to their wedding. But I don't know if that would be in writing. So maybe it's a waste of time. I have
no
idea.
Good
lawyers
point.
Chime in.
What if the bride brings them to small claims court, has all this evidence about how it was meant for the wedding, it's in writing, and she's like, exhibit A, B, and C. And then Gemma and John just bring all this evidence about how much they hate the bride. They're like, and here's why the bride is a huge bitch. We couldn't have to pay her back.
On Wednesday, she made a joke about being kidnapped, and I thought it was in poor taste. So I decided to go to Bali on her dime.
I watched a video one time of someone who was kidnapped, and I am traumatized.
I think we should call up or bleep both those names until they pay us. How about okay. that?
Can we take it one step back and just like Gemma for sure could have taken the plane ticket, gone to the wedding, and just stayed a little longer and done the honeymoon afterwards?
Well, they said the hotel was there for a week. So that's already in itself like a vacation. The wedding, I assume, did not last a week. It was probably one day, maybe 2 days of like celebrations. So yeah. Just not going at all makes no sense.
Also, Bali especially is very expensive to get to. But then once you're there, it is extremely affordable. And so this just seems like she kind of screwed up and really fumbled the bag on something that was a generous offer.
I agree. I've had a couple of hot takes so far, but I got one more for you. People really slacked on lying recently. It's all about being honest these days. Bring back lying. They should have said John drank the water. He's sick. He can't get off the toilet. The fumes got to her. Now she's poisoned. Like, make up lies. Don't tell the truth. Don't say I just went over there to hang out and do our own honeymoon.
One of those elephants stepped on him during their like Indonesian elephant ride.
He's crushed. That would be a little bit of a harder one to keep going after you say it, though.
Jim got crushed. What do you want us to do?
He got squished.
Honestly, Mikey kind of has a point. Like, the audacity to not even try and lie about why they didn't show up. They're just like, actually, we hate you guys and we wanted to use this plane ticket for our own honeymoon that we never got.
No, they definitely hate them. Okay,
yeah,
continue.
That's what I'm thinking. All right.
Continue the update.
Here is the update. I messaged Gemma to invoice her for the plane ticket and hotel room. Can I ask, how does an invoice work? People just invoice stuff. Is that just Venmo request?
Yeah, you're basically just sending like a receipt okay. and you're hoping that they pay you back.
All right. I wanted to get proof, so if I had to go to court, it would be easier to win. I messaged her this. Hey, sorry for being so distant. Just wanted to talk to you about Bali. I'm hurt that you didn't show up to my ceremony. I pulled a lot of strings and ensured that you would come, and you didn't show up. That's poetry. She replied, I missed you a lot. And I know the trip was your wedding, but John didn't want to go because he felt like he had been crushed by an elephant. He felt like your wedding ruined the illusion of the trip being our honeymoon and that you'd understand. John's a bad guy. I take it all back.
They're both bad people.
John is a bad guy.
They're not good. Both of them are guilty.
Hey, your wedding is ruining our fake honeymoon that's only existent because of your wedding.
Your wedding is kind of breaking the illusion.
It's really just bringing down the vibe.
I replied, no, I don't understand. You took advantage of me, and that's not what real friends do. So I'm sending you an invoice for... Anyone want to guess the number?
$2,350.
Did you just read it or no?
No, I swear. I don't even know.
Okay, it's $2,387.53.
Damn.
Pretty good. Pretty damn good. For the cost of the plane ticket and the hotel room, I will give you 30 days, and after we'll be taking legal action. Ah, you took it a step too far too quick, don't you think?
Yeah.
Don't you think she should have said, you owe me this money and not brought up court yet?
Yes, 100%.
I received no response, but she's been posting quotes on Instagram about entitled friends and having snakes in your life. What's she, a zookeeper or something? I didn't think it could get worse after that, but soon after, she sent me a 3-page audit of financial and emotional contributions from 2015 to present. We do have the, I'm getting word that we have the audits here.
Please, correspondent Mikey, read us the audit.
The audits. She itemized every dinner or lunch we've eaten together. She estimated $18 per meal. Gas money to and fro hangouts. A birthday gift from 2017 that she now claims she went into debt for. What was the birthday gift?
Oh, wow.
A Maserati?
Yeah. Time spent emotionally supporting me after my dad passed. Come on.
Jesus Christ.
A little aggressive.
Come on.
One time she helped me move apartments. She wants to be paid for her labor. And emotional distress caused by threatening litigation. Can you do that? It's like, dude, you're really hurting my feelings trying to sue me.
Pay Can you me. Be like, you're suing me, I'm suing you.
You're not fired, I quit. Her grand total is 2,000. Oh, wait. Okay, so she said that she needed to be paid $2,387.53. The countersuit that is now occurring is that her grand total, $2,412.09.
She upcharged her.
Yeah, a little $100 upcharge or something, which is conveniently, conveniently within $25 of what I invoiced her. $25 of what I invoiced her. I gave her a message, a thumbs down, and in 30 days I will be suing the absolute F out of her. Don't. Just forget about this. This is a terrible idea. Don't sue. Just like get out of this.
Yeah, honestly, I feel like Gemma and John did you a favor by showing you what crappy friends they are.
Wait, is that where it ends?
That's where it ends.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Yeah, get the fuck out of there.
I mean, this is an escalation, obviously. It's like don't make decisions while you're angry. Maybe don't sue people while you're angry. Maybe calm down a little bit and see how you really feel. This might just be the cost of learning that your friend's kind of a POS, but it did make me wonder. I was like, if I audited a friendship and like good friendships that I have, if I was like, what is my friend that I have like spent way too much money with? Like, what's my most expensive friends and what would I ask back? Like, what would I invoice my friend for?
I'd probably owe money to most of my friends.
You're like, in default
you
with your friends?
At least $4,000.
I don't believe it's that much. That's an insane amount of money.
I'm kidding.
I probably owe you $300. I think that's probably
sure. I don't know. I haven't thought about this because I'm not a fucking crazy dickhead asshole to think about invoicing their friends over something.
I'm writing an itemized list for all of you, and I'm going to invoice everyone for my emotional labor. No, I was like, I just made me think about, like, how do you sit down and consider every lunch, every dinner, every time you help someone move for pizza and beer? I wonder what that would add up to, just out of curiosity. Like, with my best friend from kindergarten, we got to be sitting on, like, $20,000 at least.
Well, my whole thing is I hope that my friendships eventually will even out over time. Sure, it's never going to be a 50-50, 100%, you know, that's impossible. But I got you on this one. You grab the next round. Like, I'm not going to get all caught up in the penny pinching there.
Brother,
that's just me.
Brother, we're never going to be even. Get used to it.
Oh, I know that.
Get used to it.
Yeah. Your name is always going to be in the red on my budgeting list.
I mean, this is like that old adage. Like, you don't throw lawsuits from a glass house whenever somebody on the other side has rocks made of lawsuits.
Wow. Guys, that is beautiful.
Wow. Well done, Mikey.
That tracks.
That was eloquent.
Eloquent.
Listen, lawsuit aside, there's just like nothing worse than having that one friend where it's like you just constantly are passing back the same $15 over Venmo, just like back and forth, back and forth. You just gotta like eat it, girl. Eat it.
Yeah.
Eat that cost. But I'm ready now to reveal why I chose this. Am I the a-hole? And that's because this woman was adamant about not attending a wedding. And I myself am adamant about attending a wedding, and that wedding is Jackson's.
Jackson's?
Oh, you want to come to my wedding?
I want to go to Jackson's wedding.
In your dreams.
Oh. Listen. I have never, ever asked, am I invited to Jackson's wedding? Because that would be so rude. I have done that before once while drunk. I was like, oh my God, you're getting married. I'm so excited to go to your wedding. Your wedding's going to be amazing. I was not invited to that wedding.
Oh my God.
That was a problem.
I've maybe done that before too. And I am now realizing like how kind of in poor taste that is.
So as I said, I have never asked Jackson if I am invited to the Kim wedding because that would be rude. And I have been burned in the past by a inviting myself. Okay. But I am now inviting myself to the Kim wedding because I have concocted a challenge that I would like the personality hires to do. I would like each of us, Abby, Mikey, myself, to write a wedding speech for Jackson's wedding. And whoever has the best speech that Jackson loves the most automatically gets an invite to his wedding.
It's pretty good. I'm not that worried about it. Jackson already asked me to be the flower girl.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Imagine if like our budget is one person short and I have to be like, but Kate, they won a contest on our podcast and groveled at my feet to get an invite. We have to think about cutting Uncle Jim.
Yeah, yeah. Hello. He's got to go. No. Verbal contract binding. So this week we all will have the chance, and we're not using AI. We have to write this from the heart ourselves.
God. Yes, based on absolutely.
Our good friends, Jackson, Kim, our very good friend and former coworker, we will each come to the table with our wedding speech, and Jackson, verbal contract binding, will then invite us to his wedding.
I love it.
I love this idea. Count me in.
This is fantastic. Yes.
If we lose, can we buy our way into your wedding? Like, can you sell tickets on Ticketmaster?
Oh my God. You think this is going to be like the hottest event of the year?
This is actually.
I love
this,
a good wedding.
This is going to make Jackson's life easier because now only one of us has to go. There's no option to have three people there.
That's true. Good. And I have all of your names down on our list, and there's a big glowing maybe by each of them.
Well, I will tell you, if I win, I will need a plus one because I don't go anywhere without Kyle. Yeah,
that's going to be a deal breaker.
That's a mark off because Mikey would come without his girlfriend, I think.
I would, 100%.
No way.
Yes, 100% I would.
And I wouldn't be bringing anybody. So
that is true. So point for Abby, point for Mikey.
And also, no. if that's the rule, Kyle has to do a speech too. Take that.
No way.
Have him write one little anecdote about hands within yours.
I told him this idea, and he said he thought I should write a poem. So I'll have him write the poem part.
Beautiful.
There'll be a poem at the end of my speech, and it will be written by Kyle.
So this is going to be for next week's episode?
Yes.
Okay. Love it.
Mm-hmm. Get the quills going, my friends.
All right. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of The Personality Hires. As always, you can email us at personalityhirespodcast@gmail.com or Instagram DM us at personalityhirespodcast. And don't forget, if you want to see our beautiful, shining faces and the places, the place where we all live, because we all broadcast from our houses, you can head to YouTube. Just search Personality Hires Podcast.
Yeah, you'll be surprised by what's behind Mikey. It's shocking.
Pioneer.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.